You deserve to take more than one vacation a year. Welcome to Points to Paradise, the podcast where travel dreams meet real life strategy. I'm Megan Lanford, your new Travel Points coach for women who are ready to stop waiting and start exploring. Because I believe dream vacations shouldn't just live on a vision board, they should actually be lived. I went from barely affording one vacation a year to now traveling over six times a year with my family and saving over $20,000 a year doing it. And I am here to share with you my hard-earned lessons, simple strategies, and powerful stories to help you unlock the freedom to travel way more and spend way less. This is more than just free flights and free hotels. It's about building a life full of freedom, adventure, and unforgettable memories with your family. So let's turn those travel dreams into booked vacations together. Let's go. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. So grateful, as always, to have you here. Man, lately I have been in like my, zone of genius, unpopular opinions. Like, I'm just going to tell you what I think, even though it's totally different than the rest of the points world. Last week, if you didn't listen, go back and listen. We talked about airline credit cards and loyalty and how I really think airline loyalty is a waste of time and kind of what my take is on airline cards and what you should do. And this week we're going to do a deep dive into Marriott Bonvoy and their hotels. Most people in the points world are going to tell you Marriott is a waste of time and it costs a lot of points to stay there. And I don't think that's true. So I'm going to tell you why I really like Marriott Bonvoy and how I think that they can even be a little more superior. I love Hyatt hotels. There is a whole episode that deep dives into Hyatt. But I do think Marriott is better in some aspects. So we're going to do a deep dive into Marriott Bonvoy today. Before we dive in though, I wanted to remind you that I am hosting a three-day challenge starting next Tuesday, and it is the $100 vacation challenge. This will be over Voxer, so you don't have to jump on a Zoom or do anything live. I will voice message you in your pocket on your phone. You can listen to it whenever you want. I'll be dropping PDFs and worksheets, and it's gonna be interactive, so you can message back. But I'm going to walk you through 3 days of how you could take a vacation this year in 2025 for less than $100. So we are going to try and get you on a trip for $100 or less. And I want to hear your trip ideas, where you want to go, and try and figure out how we can do that for you. So I'm really excited to get you a dirt cheap vacation by the end of the year and completely free. I love teaching. I've loved the coaching workshops we've done with the free travel formula. I'm still doing those once a month, but I also wanted to offer this as well. So if you want to join us for 3 days, Voxer coaching, the link is here in the show notes. So definitely go ahead and sign up for that. All right. So today, deep dive, Marriott Bonvoy. A lot of people will tell you that Marriott is not worth your points. They can be more pricey. And yes, they are, but I will tell you why that is and why I like them so much. So I'm a little bit different than all the other travel points coaches out there because I truly value Marriott and I love staying at Marriott's. I love my Hyatt hotels too, but I think having the two of these is a really good combination. So yes, Marriott hotels are gonna cost you a little bit more in points than a Hyatt hotel. If you are just, you don't care where you stay and you just want the least amount of points, Hyatt Places, Hyatt Houses, those are your go-to. They're like 6,500 points, 8,000 points. They're great for families. They're bigger rooms. They have free breakfast. Like, it's the best bang for your buck. I will not disagree with you on that. Hyatt is the best bang for your buck when you're trying to stretch your points as far as you can. I, however, am a luxury girl. I love family-friendly luxury. So I don't really like to stay at Hyatt Places or Hyatt Houses. And I only stay there if I'm staying for like one night and I'm like laying over for the night near an airport or I'm in the city for like a football game or a volleyball game or something like that. Those are really when I use Hyatt Places and Hyatt Houses for cheap. I'll use like a free night certificate. But when I'm looking for luxury, Hyatt does have luxury, but so does Marriott. And Marriott really speaks luxury for what I think is a pretty good price point. Yes, some of the hotels that you're going to find, some of the resorts, are very outrageously expensive. And I will probably not stay there, or I'll find a different date. So the one thing to know about Marriott is they have flexible price points and flexible pricing. So what that means is if you were to look at Hyatt, they have their off-season prices and their on-peak or off-peak and on-peak prices. So you know that it's going to stay consistent with them. You know it's going to be either like $30,000 on in peak season and it's $25,000 off peak, and that never changes. So you really know what to look for. With Marriott, it fluctuates on demand and kind of correlated to the cash price. So if there is something going on in town, like a concert or something, they're going to probably rake the prices up on points. And so it's very fluctuant day to day. So like even when you're on a trip on Friday, it may be 40,000 points, and then Saturday night might be 45 or 50,000 points. So it fluctuates every single day. The great thing about this is though, you can pull up the whole calendar and find the cheapest dates and go and plan your vacation then. So being flexible on your dates is really key with all kinds of travel booking with points, but especially with Marriott. So I like to look at the calendar and say, okay, this week is way cheaper than the week before, so let's go on vacation that week if this is the resort that we want to stay at. So they have dynamic pricing. The other great thing though is they are luxury. So I am willing to pay a little bit more in points to stay at a really nice resort. So for example, when we go to Phoenix, if you didn't listen to the destination day of Phoenix, there's so many different resorts to choose from. There's lots of Hyatt options, there's lots of Marriott options, there's lots of Hilton options. We've stayed at several of them, and the Phoenician is my favorite by far. It speaks luxury, it speaks family friendly, it's a great resort. But it cost me about 50,000 points a night when we stay there. I could go stay at the Hyatt, well, now it's Hyatt Grand, down the road for, I think, like 30 or 40,000 points. I can't remember what it is now that it's a Hyatt Grand, but it's less. I know that. I could go stay there, but I don't like it as much. It's not very luxurious to me, and I didn't like staying there. So I will pay an extra 10,000 points of Marriott to go stay at the Phoenician. So I really like their luxury brands with the Marriott, and I'm okay paying a little bit more in prices for staying there. The other great thing about Marriott is you have two banks that transfer to them, versus with Hyatt, you are just stuck with Chase points. And so you're trying to rack up all these Chase points for Hyatt, and I do the same. I rack up a bunch of points. We're staying at a ton of Hyatts this year with my Chase points. But I was looking at a Marriott and I was like, oh, well, I'm using like a lot of my Chase points on Hyatt, and I have some Marriott points because I have some Marriott co-branded cards, but I'm going to need a little bit extra. I can also take my American Express points and transfer them to Marriott. So I have two transfer partners, two transfer banks that will go to Marriott versus being stuck to just Chase with Hyatt. So I like that I have two different bank options. And then the other great thing is I think it is so lucrative and easy to earn valuable free night certificates with Marriott. They are, I will praise this all day, they are the gold standard for free night certificates. Hyatt has them as well, but they are almost always a category 1 through 4 certificate. So again, you're staying at Hyatt Places and Hyatt Houses. I want a free night certificate that gets me a luxury stay. And Marriott wins with that because a lot of their cards and a lot of their elevated offers give you free night certificates. Hilton is another really good one for free night certificates. The only problem with them is they only give one. So their elevated offers and things give you one free night. Marriott, all of the time, they do this a lot, give you 5 free night certificates that are valued at 50,000 points, and they allow you to cap that off with another 15,000 points. So like if the knight was 65,000 points, you can use your free knight certificate plus 15,000 points. So these free knight certificates, you're getting five of them. They're a regular offer on the Marriott Bonvoy Boundless card. It's a personal card. I'll link it here in the show notes. Gives you three free knight certificates all the time. And then when it's elevated, I've seen five. Their Business American Express card also gives you five when it's elevated. So every time that they have these elevated offers for five free knight certificates, I grab that card because that is amazing to me. That is five free nights at a pretty luxurious resort. Again, it's not their top end, but I can stay at some really nice places like the Phoenician in Scottsdale with these free night certificates. And so I grab these offers for me and my husband every single time they're elevated. So like right now in my account, I have five free night certificates with Marriott at 50,000 points. And I also have a free night certificate for 35,000 points. So right there, and I have 160,000 points with Marriott. So I have a bunch of points plus all these free night certificates versus Hyatt. I think I have like two free night certificates at the low value and way fewer points. So I really truly value those free night certificates, and I think they're very valuable for where you can stay. So like even for example, we're going to San Antonio this summer, and I was really torn between if I wanted to stay at the Hyatt Regency San Antonio, I think it's Hill Country, or the Marriott JW Hill Country. And I literally could not decide. If you saw, I put a poll in my stories on Instagram, and I was like, help me choose, because I'm really bad at making decisions. So I was like, help me choose. And I think it was like 80% of you guys voted for the Marriott JW. And I was like, well, that honestly makes more sense because I have five free night certificates that I need to use. And it turns out this JW, which is a pretty high brand, a luxury brand, I would say, is around 50,000 points a night. So I was like, perfect. I can use my free night certificates. This is what everybody voted for. That way I can show you guys what this resort looks like and use my free night certificates. And then I will save my Chase points for another Hyatt that I want to stay at, because there's another one I want to stay at later this year. And I'll use my free night certificates with Marriott, and I still will save all my points with Marriott. So I still have a ton of points. So these free night certificates really are valuable for me, and it's going to allow me to stay at a JW resort, a luxury resort. They have so many water slides. They have a lazy river, lots of restaurants, like a sports bar. They have golf. They had like an arcade. There was all kinds of stuff. And so that's going to give me a really great trip. And so I like these luxury brands, and this may not be you, and that's totally fine, but I value more of the luxury side and family-friendly side. And so Marriott for me is a really great option, and it gives me a lot of ways that I can use my points. They have a lot of co-branded cards with Marriott, so there's just a lot more options to earn points. You have Chase cards, you have American Express cards, and then you have a bunch of Marriott options. Some of their cards, I will say, the higher end cards have really high annual fees that I don't really think are worth it. So I have the lower annual fee cards, but they have so many options versus, again, Hyatt. I have Chase points, and there's, I believe, two cards with Hyatt. There's a personal card and a business card. Those are the only two co-branded cards that they have. So I don't have a lot of options to earn a bunch of points. I mean, I do, but not in comparison to Marriott. So again, I value both of these hotel chains very much. I did a whole deep dive on Hyatt. Go back and listen to that episode. But I also wanted to do a deep dive into Marriott Bonvoy because I think that this brand is valuable. It has luxury. It has easy ways to earn free night certificates and points to be able to stay at these luxury brands. And yeah, they do cost a little bit more. But when you give me a free night certificate, it really doesn't matter if it's extra points, because if you use that certificate at a 50,000 point per night hotel or a 30,000 point night hotel, it's going to take your free night certificate. It's not going to give you 20,000 points back. Like, it's just going to take your certificate. So you might as well stay at the nicer resort anyway that costs more and use your free night certificate wisely. So there's so many options. Some of the great brands with Marriott are Westin, JW, the Autograph Collection, the Luxury? I think it's actually called Luxury. There's so many brands, again, just like Hyatt, there's tons of brands under that umbrella. They even have all-inclusive options. They don't have as many as Hyatt, but they do have some. I was actually looking at one today in Mexico that I'm thinking about staying at. It was an adults only, and I have some Marriott points to use. So I was like, ooh, I might stay there instead of the Hyatt one that I was looking at. So they do have all-inclusive options, but they really have a little bit of everything for everyone. And they really speak to that luxury brand. Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention too is I will stay at a lower tiered Marriott, like a Courtyard or a Renaissance or something like that. They're pretty equivalent to a Hyatt Place or a Hyatt House. But the reason I stay at these is because Marriott is much more widely on the map versus Hyatt. So when I go to small little towns, like for example, me and my sister went to Helen, Georgia. It's a cute little German town, super small town, not a whole lot of hotel options, but there was a Marriott there. There was not a Hyatt there. Then we went to Gatlinburg in Tennessee. Again, not a Hyatt option, but there was a Marriott option. So they are more widely exclusive. They are found in small towns. And so a lot of the times, I don't really care if I stayed at a Marriott or a Hyatt, but Marriott is my only option. And so then I'm really grateful that I have Marriott points to be able to use, because otherwise I wouldn't have been able to stay anywhere on points. And so I do like that they have more locations and more little towns for when you're doing road trips or staying in a place that you just need one night or something like that. That's where Marriott really shines too, I also believe. So I did want to add that in also. So I hope this episode was helpful. I hope this deep dive showed you how you can really maximize on multiple hotel chains and plan your vacations around both of these two really great ones. Hilton is out there too. IHG is out there. Wyndham. There's lots of ones, but I will say Hyatt and Marriott are my two favorites, and now you know why. So I hope this was helpful. I hope to see you in the $100 Vacation Challenge next week, and I will talk to you guys next Tuesday. Thanks so much for tuning in to Points to Paradise. If today's episode sparked new ideas for your next adventure, I would love it if you would share it with a friend or left a review. It helps so many more travelers like you find their way to freedom, joy, and unforgettable experiences. And if you're ready to start earning points and booking your own dream vacations, you have to join us inside the Travel Points Academy. This is where you will get the step-by-step roadmap to flying for free, staying in luxury resorts, and taking more trips a year without draining your bank account. Everything is linked in the show notes below. Until then, keep dreaming big, traveling smart, and following the joy that leads you to your own version of paradise.